happened on the first play, Green drafting his interception? What happened on that play?
He jumped it and picked it off and scored a touchdown. I guess I got to throw it earlier or move on, get off the first read and get to somebody else. I thought a pretty good play by his part, but you never want to start the game like that. But I thought we did a pretty good job offensively of coming back the next possession and putting a drive together and going to score.
Have you ever been part of a fumble like that before, with Yeldon with a ball bounce off his foot?
No, I've never seen that. From the time you start playing quarterback, they tell you if a screen's covered, throw it at his feet. Trying to, make a smart play and live to play another down, and then that happens. So unfortunate. Stuff like that happens from time to time. And you got to be able to bounce back from it.
Blake, I know it sounds like a broken record. This is 2 weeks in a row now. For whatever reason, the deep ball, you have not been able to connect. You've either overthrown, and then on the last one to Marquise, it looked like you underthrew him. Is it a little bit psychological missing these deep throws now?
Yeah, no, I feel good about it. We had some big PIs, gave a couple guys a chance to make plays. Obviously, Miss Hearns on the touchdown down the middle. It's a work in progress. I continue to try and give those guys better balls and a chance to go make a play. And then when we get those opportunities, we got to go make a play.
Can you just tell me where you're at right now? Because, this has just got to be totally exasperating. This is four straight losses. You're 0-4 here at the bank, and there's no juice. Fans are leaving the stands in the middle of the third quarter. How is it that in terms of you dealing with all this?
Yeah, I don't know. You can't really do anything about it. It does no good to get mad at fans for whatever they do. They're in control of nothing. So it's on us. It's on me to go out and go play and, go play as hard as you can, have fun and be successful. And when that doesn't happen and, you seem to find a lull and you can't get out of it, there's nothing else to do besides keep your head down and keep working. It's all you can do. Believe in yourself. Believe in the guys in the locker room. Because there's not a lot of other people that do. So it's I think it's good. It's continue to be a character test. I know people are agitated and frustrated with everything, as are we. This isn't fun for anybody. And we don't want to have to do this, but, I think it's something that, I think Gus has said before, this is something that I think will make better players out of everybody here and better people as well. There's not, like I said, you can't do anything besides put your head down and continue to work.
Like, does this year feel different at all than last year when you were, considerably more successful?
I think we were putting up more numbers, I guess, but we still weren't winning a whole lot of games. I think we're way more efficient this year than we were last year. These past 2 weeks, it's felt good. It's felt good to get some run game going, to have, find some holes and have some success there, to take our shots, when we want to. And, I thought we moved the ball well today. I had two unfortunate turnovers that we got to try and eliminate. And then, I think we still got to figure out how to win. I don't know if we know how to do that yet, so we got to keep trying to figure that out.
Blake, part of the uplifting, if it could be, is, if you guys could take advantage of a turnover, and that hasn't happened in a month and a half. So how disappointing is it? The field position that you have to keep taking each time.
Right. Yeah, I think our defense has done awesome, and that's something we talk about. Those guys do everything they can to try and create turnovers and give us the ball, and that'll come. We talk about it all the time. They come in bunches, and, we believe that, and they keep working their tails off to do that, but I think they've played great. They've given us plenty of opportunities, and we just haven't been able to capitalize on them.
On the going back to the pick, do you regret more not going there earlier, or do you regret more not getting to the next read because this was your first look?
Yeah, if I had to do it over again, I'd have got off of him, because even if French catches it, it's 4th and 1. Yeah. So I had to got off of him and got to Sadie's, and maybe work through the progression. Not a smart play.